Good morning. Good morning. Translation, sit down. Just a word of where we are in our celebration of the season, because some of you all looked a little confused when we sang Joy to the World. We are still in the Christmas season, so Merry Christmas. We will be in Christmas season next week as we celebrate Epiphany, so don't worry. Next week is the last week of Christmas. Decorations will come down. So this week we're looking at a scripture that often is not preached on. I'm just excited to preach on this one, the presentation of Jesus at the temple. Next week is Epiphany, and then we'll officially be out of the Christmas season. And then after that, we're going to look at the baptism of Jesus and renew our baptismal vows as a congregation on the 17th. And I'm excited about that. So let us now go to our scripture for today, which comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 22, going through verse 38. And today I'm using the New Revised Standard Version. Let us hear with our hearts the ancient text of our faith. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the word of God for us, the beloved people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me, if you will, please. O Holy One, come now. Open the scriptures to us in fresh and new ways that we might feel you, that we may be redeemed by your word, that we might be placed on fire by your spirit, that in this moment, at this time, and in this place, we may be set free of any constraints that we have put around our hearts and our minds, that we may respond to you in fresh and new ways, that we may present ourselves to you fully and freely, that you may do with us, for us, and in us all that you desire, so that your good and perfect will may be done. Lord, don't let us leave here the same way that we came in. Lord, lift up your cross and hide your servant behind it, for our desire not to be seen, I desire that you and you alone be given all the praise and glory, and that your words, not mine, may be heard. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord, for your daughter is listening. Amen. You can't imagine the scene. The child has been born on the eighth day. They took Jesus to their local synagogue, and there they perform the mark of Abraham, his circumcision, and Joseph named him Jesus. We looked at Joseph last week. And then Mary began the 33 days as prescribed in the Levitical law, Leviticus chapter 12, her days of purification. And now, according to Exodus, they have come to the temple of Jerusalem so that Jesus may be redeemed. You remember the plagues, the 10 plagues that got the children of Israel out of Egypt? Remember the last plague that caused the Passover, in which the angel of death came through and the firstborn of all animals and of all people were killed so that Pharaoh's heart would be softened and he would let the children of Israel go? And from that moment on in Exodus, we read that all firstborn males, particularly, had to be redeemed. So here they are, they're redeeming Jesus, which I find interesting that they would have to redeem Jesus, the one who would be the Redeemer. But they were, Mary and Joseph were observant, constant in their faith. They were people of the law. They observed Torah. They were good, righteous, and obedient to their faith. They wanted to raise their son in the faith. And here they were. Mary had done the 33 days of purification where she was isolated from the community. And now they were ready to come bring the Levitical sacrifice, which really, in Leviticus, it says you had to bring a lamb, a yearling lamb without blemish. That's if you were of middle income or wealthy, but there was provision that if you were poor and couldn't afford a lamb, you could bring two turtle doves or two pigeons. And so we see how poor they are. They could only afford the turtle doves and the 5 shekels of the redeemed offering. So here they are, about 40 days after his birth, bringing him to Jerusalem to offer the redemption, the 5 shekels, and the 2 turtle doves for Mary's sacrifice. They are bringing, I love this, this just dawned on me, they're bringing him to present him to the Lord. They're bringing the Lord to present him to the Lord. Yeah. Think on that for a while. I'm still wrestling with that. So therefore, you have to wrestle too. They're doing what they know is right and good. Joseph is presenting his family to God. He's presenting his child to God. And here they are. Remember, Jerusalem's a big town, and the temple is very active. And it's just the 3 of them. And when they get there, now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Simeon is old, and he's been revealed to him that he will not die until he has seen the consolation of Israel, the comfort, the Lord's Messiah. He has believed this promise all of his life, that he will not leave this world until he has seen the Messiah, the one that all of Israel has been waiting on for hundreds of years. And led by the Holy Spirit, he gets up and he goes to the temple that day. He doesn't shake off the feeling. He doesn't stay home because he wants to, because, oh, you know, it's a better day to sleep in, like some of us tried to do this morning. He goes because the Spirit leads him to go. And there he is. Now remember, all of Israel says the Messiah is going to be this warrior king to come and throw Rome out of the land. And he has the faith to believe the promise and the eyes to see that the Messiah is not a warrior king. It's this poor couple with these turtle doves and this little baby. He has faith in the promise and eyes to recognize the Christ. And he sees this baby and he comes and he blesses them and he says, this is the Messiah, the one we've been waiting on. This child, in this child will be the rising and falling of many. This is the promise. How many of us would recognize the Christ child if we went down to the projects and there he was? If this Christ child was dressed in gang colors, would we recognize him as the Messiah? Would we even dare go to the places where he might be? Because, you know, the Lord tend to show up in places that we wouldn't go. If you follow his ministry, who did he hang out with? His life began with the marginalized, and his ministry was with the marginalized. But Simeon believed, and then he says, Lord, thank you. I see what you promised me, and now I can go. I can depart. His life is filled with joy because the promise has been fulfilled. And Mary is here, and she's witnessing this, and then Simeon says to her, dear little one, young girl, your child is this great Messiah, but there will come a time when a sword will pierce your soul as well. And she doesn't know what that means. She's going to have to live with that. And at the same time, in the temple, there was a prophet named Anna. This is remarkable, first of all, to have a woman named in the gospel and to be called a prophet. Anna, who as a young widow, instead of going back and being remarried and get the protection of a home and a family, she's of the tribe of Asher. That's key because Asher is one of the lost tribes of Israel. And their custom would say that she would go back and remarry so that that tribe would then proliferate and become a once again, numerous. But no, she's dedicated her life day and night. She's in the temple 24/7. She is radical in her faith and in her obedience. She does not leave the temple. She has dedicated herself wholly to praising God, to being in the house. She's 80-something years old in a world where that is a long, long life, where life expectancy is in the 40s and 50s. And she sees this child, and she witnesses what's going on. And without fear, trepidation, she leaves that spot and becomes the first evangelist. She goes and tells others, this is the Messiah. He has come. He is in our midst. She's the very first one to go and proclaim the gospel. The good news that the Messiah has come. She is not afraid of what others are going to say. She is willing to say, come and see. He's here. He's here. She believes. She believes. It's an amazing story, is it not? That from his birth, he is changing lives. So it bears question. What will you present to God this year? Will you be like Joseph and present your family to God this year? Will you lead them in the ways of righteousness and truth? Will you lead them in the ways of Scripture? Will you lead them in prayer and faith and teach them? Will you be like Simeon, and will you lead them in understanding that the promises of God are true and faithful, and you can trust them no matter what, no matter how long it takes for those promises to be fulfilled? Will you lead them like Anna and teach them how to go and proclaim the good news that Christ is living in our world today? What will you present to God this year? What will we as a community of faith, what will Rehoboth present to our community this year? Are we going to keep it here in our walls? Are we going to be bold enough? Are we going to be on fire enough to take it from here to the world who needs to know these things? What will we present to God this year? That is the question. May we ponder it. May we get on our knees, individually and collectively, may we get on our knees starting today and ask this question: God, what do you want us to do today and in 2016? What is your will for us as a church? What is the bold initiative that you have for us? I invite you to join me in this time of prayer and discernment. What will we as individuals, what will we as a church present to God this year? Thanks be to God. Amen.